Ken Feinberg is a nationally recognized expert in victim compensation. He worked on the 9/11 Victims Fund, the Virginia Tech shooting, and the BP oil spill. He also helped develop Indiana's model for distributing $5 million of tort funds to 62 stage collapse victims. Feinberg says every compensation case presents unique challenges. In Indiana's case, he says it was the limited pool of money.
What is the expectation of victims about what they ought to receive or what compensation should be made available to them? You're dealing with a very limited fund.
The panel also included the Attorney General and attorneys for the victims. Tony Patterson represents several of the victims. He says because of the resource constraints, criticism has been focused on the limited scope of the compensation formula.
Did it consider all the elements of a tort claim, such as lost wages, such as, you know, future medical bills, such as pain, the loss of enjoyment of life, and the impact on the individuals? It really focused on the medical expenses.
Attorney General Greg Zeller says he hopes future leaders will look to Indiana's compensation model and Tuesday's discussion as a roadmap for compensating victims of large-scale incidents. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.